those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And just real quick before we go talk to Bill for a bit, on the consult thing that I brought up as an idea, it's not a new idea. We've done it for some time, but I've kind of gotten interested in promoting it a little bit more because I'm enjoying it, and I can help people easily. If they are doing a new project and have a design, a plan already done, I can take it and make some recommended changes, in some cases even on the design, but especially change the specs, the details of how to plant things, how to finish it off and do it with the natural organic program so it will work the best. Sometimes the plant, you know, names the specific plants that are recommended by designers or they're okay, but maybe there's a little bit better way to go. Some of the more native things, some of the things that are introduced that are more that act more like natives, that behave themselves better and are lower maintenance and just tidier in the landscape and have more beneficial aspects. I'll talk about some of the plants that kind of fit into that category as we have time. But right now I'm going to visit with Bill, as advertised, in Whitney, Texas. Hey, Bill.
Howard, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, I'm enjoying a beautiful sunny day out here in Whitney.
It is a pretty morning. It is a pretty morning.
It is. But not to beat the sick tree treatment to death, but I've got live oaks that are losing its leaves. I've done your suggestion as far as removing all the soil around the flares. They were planted about 6 years ago, and mm-hmm. every one of them was probably planted 4 or 5 inches too deep.
Right.
So I've done all of that. I've also got, just so you got a clear picture, a ring of that metal edging that mm-hmm. goes around them. So it's about a 32-foot circumference that goes around each tree that I, in the past, have put the mulch and things on it just to kind of keep the Bermuda from growing in there. So with everything exposed now, and the flares there, and these trees not looking well. Some of them look better than others, but should I put that sick tree treatment on every one of those flares and exposed little, roots coming out?
Well, the sick tree treatment is not a product. I think you know that, but everybody listening may not. It's a procedure. And so, yeah, the sick tree treatment needs to be applied to any tree that is coming out of the ground straight and not having a dramatic flare exposed, whether it's a fairly newly planted tree or if it's been there 200 years. So, yes, is the answer to your question. Now, you've got that ring. Is it a steel metal edging that you've got around each
tree?
It's the
steel metal edging, that green stuff you get from Home Depot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you do that just to keep the grass from growing up too close to the tree?
Yeah. Since I'm on a riding lawnmower, this is all on about an acre and a half, so
okay.
I mow it with a riding lawnmower and just to stay away from the trunk of the trees and stuff. I did that.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If you're going to keep that in place, what you want to do is you want to fill that area up with either a ground cover that doesn't take an excessive amount of water, or just shredded native tree trimmings. And you put the tree trimmings in the bulk of the area, but you don't put them up touching the trunk of the tree. You stop before you get to the flare. You see what I mean? Now,
mm-hmm.
now you can plant Asian jasmine and liriope and ophiopogon and things like that are fairly drought-tolerant ground covers there. But, again, don't plant them right up against the tree trunk. And if they grow through the years and grow over touching the tree trunk, you really want to keep them pulled back enough year to year to allow that flare to remain exposed to air. That's the key to the whole thing. because when the flare is exposed, it breathes properly and the trunk diameter develops properly and it pushes out and develops into what it should be. And the rest of the tree is out of stress and out of pest problems.
Okay.
Now, the live oak shouldn't look that great right now anyway. I mean, they're not going to start showing their improvement because of what you've done until they start growing again in the spring.
Okay. Now, since they were planted low and I've dug all this dirt out around it to expose the flare, now when it rains and stuff, I've got water that sits in on each one of these trees. Is that an issue?
Nope. I got the same thing happening in my front yard that'll be in this new class that I was talking about, showing me doing the sick tree treatment on my own tree. It water stands around it for a few days after a rain. See, the reason that's not a problem is this. Before you did that exposure, it was in wet soil. Moist soil was touching the flare all the time. Now, once you've exposed it and it's exposed to the air, it'll only be wet after a rain for a short while. Now, if you have a situation where it's a real low place on the property or there's unusual soil or something, and the water just stays there and stays there and stays there and stays there and never evaporates, it never percolates into the soil at all, what you do then is you dig a ditch from the low side of that area, figure out what's the lowest point right near the planting hole, and then you go out with that ditch to a lower point on the site, okay? And then you fill that ditch completely full all the way to the surface. You don't need to dig it real deep. It can be just, 15 inches deep or something like that, going out to that low point. Fill it. In this case, we'd use a granular kind of a crushed gravel, like a limestone gravel, and you bring that gravel all the way to the surface so it forms an inlet all the way the entire length of the ditch. The grass will grow over the top of it, and it'll still function fine, but don't worry about putting a pipe in the ground or any filter fabric or anything like that. Just the gravel is all you need to fill up the entire ditch. And you only need to do that if you've got a place that just won't drain at all. You know, it stays wet for a long time.
Okay. So now, and my final question is, since I've got all of this cleared out, I actually did get some mulch to put on top, some cedar mulch from one of those places in Dallas that I can get it in bulk. But I did buy a lot of azomite. And so is now the time to sprinkle that amazite around these trees?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you can put it.
And how much should I put around each tree?
Well, I recommend azomite in my bed preparation specifications to use it at about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet, which is about 4 pounds per 100 square feet. If you just dust it out so the ground turns white with the material, but you can still see the soil through it, that's fine. You can't put out too much, and too little is impossible, too. Any amount that you put out is going to do some good. It's just that somewhere in the 20 to 40, 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet is probably the ideal and the most cost-effective.
Okay. What about dry molasses now? Don't have any, but I could wait before I put the
same thing.
The mulch down.
Yeah, same thing. You can put it out now, or you can wait and put it out later, and you put it out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Anything that's...
Would it work going on top of the mulch?
Yeah, it's going to be better if you water it and wash it down through the mulch, or if you put it out before putting the mulch down, it'll be a little bit more efficient in how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get started.
Get to work.
The help.
right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, and anybody that's doing anything that's unique, unusual, or you're just proud of it, or you got a problem with it, send me a picture of it. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'll either brag on you or try to help you do it better, or you know, try to help solve any problems that you're running into, any of that kind of thing. info@dirtdoctor.com. dirtdoctor.com is the website, and it's all spelled out, DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com. Mike's in Burleson. Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning.
Question about, so like the lantana hasn't really froze, but it's still got some blooms on it, and should I trim that back, get this winter?
I'm sorry, what was the plant, Mike?
Go. Lantana?
Lantana? Yeah, it's kind of ugly now. Anyway, from the weather, just cut it back and leave it about half as big as it was, or cut it all the way to the ground. I'll be back in a minute. Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to wheretobuy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just looking at something I got in the mail from one of the blood banks. I gave some blood this past week, and they give you a reading on whether you have antibodies or not. Get it in a couple of weeks or something. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how that turns out. Telephone number, jump on here at 866-444-3478. Let's see what I didn't finish. Well, I kind of rushed it with Mike there on the Lantana. Hopefully he's still listening. Let me cover that just a little bit more on pruning perennials in general. He was talking about specifically Lantana. But if you have Turk's cap or any kind of a woody perennial, you can do one of two things. You can tip prune it and cut some of the ugly looking foliage off. You know, the weather causes it sometimes to be ugly, even though it's still green a little bit. If you don't mind the way it looks, you can leave it and not trim it at all. It doesn't hurt the plant in any way. It's just a cosmetic kind of a thing. Same thing with the Turk's cap and other woody perennials. The foliage might still be alive and green, but might look pretty ratty. So one thing is you can just leave it totally there like it is, or you could tip prune it and just neaten it up, or you can cut it all the way to the ground where it's just showing just above the ground grade. Those of you in really cold areas might want to throw some shredded native tree trimmings over the crown and cover it up. And even in the south, you might want to do it just to make it look better, just to have a tidy look for the winter, and then the perennials will come back through the mulch for you in the spring and be fine. The lantana is interesting because some of the lantana is tougher than others. The ones that get pretty tall, 3 or 4 or 5 feet tall, those will usually have more pastel colors, although it varies some. They tend to be tougher. They tend to be the ones that can take more cold and come back just year after year after year and be beautiful. The real low-growing ones, the solid yellow and the whites and sometimes even the solid purple ones, those real low-growing ones tend to be a little bit less coal hardy. I see them perennialize all the time in areas where you scratch your head 1 year, they come back 1 year, they don't. So they can, especially under the organic program. If you're not already aware of this, the organic program itself gives you somewhere between 4 and 5 degrees of extra freeze hardiness in plants, and that's because it's just common sense. It builds the complex carbohydrates in the plant using the organic fertilizers and healthy soil and lots of mycorrhizal fungus on the roots, which is a good thing. All that creates better sugars in the plant. Well, that functions as an antifreeze, so you get some protection there. And then you can also kick up that hardiness situation if you're growing something that you want to keep alive through the winter and it's a little on the maybe list. Put some floating row cover over it and pick up another 4 or 5 degrees of protection. Those floating row covers are the lightweight white synthetic fabrics, and they work beautifully. They'll keep a plant that is pretty, you know, sensitive to freezing protected. It's amazing how well the stuff works, how simple it is to use. So anyway, that is the pruning of the perennials. On the trees, I still hear people recommending making flush cuts on their trees, and that's not good. Making a flush cut makes a damaging cut to your trees, whether you're cutting an ornamental tree, understory, flowering trees, or big shade trees, either one, or anything in between. Flush cuts are damaging cuts. And the reason is you're cutting off the branch collar when you do a flush cut, and the branch collar, that's swelling, and it's easy to see it on most trees. Some trees are a little harder than others. But when you cut into it, you cut into it and cut off part of it, or you cut off all of it, you have cut into the trunk of the tree or into the bigger limb that you're cutting a smaller limb away from. And it starts almost day one that wound is not going to heal exactly properly. And the chances of you getting some decay started at the top, especially at the top and the bottom of the cut, are very high. You see it all the time. And that is one of the most common causes of a cavity being developed in a tree, is making a cut flush too close to the trunk. So don't do that. Don't lift too much. Don't cut away too many of the lower limbs. It's artificial. It hurts the tree. If you need to, if the limbs are in the way, doing something bad, or even blocking a view, if you want to cut them away, that's fine. Just don't do any more than you have to. Don't think that it's good for the tree. And also don't think that you're going to provide enough light to grow grass under big old trees by cutting away a lot of lower limbs. You're just going to be hurting the tree, and you're not going to grow grass either. You need full sun to grow grass. But plant some ground cover down under the trees. If you've got limbs that are too heavy and too close together and leaning out in the street, or too heavy in one direction and it just looks imbalanced, you know, some weight reduction there is in order. That's a good thing to do. But don't think that it's a good thing to thin the tree out every year. You hear people use those terms. You need to thin out the live oaks or thin out the whatever kind of tree it is on an annual basis. No, you don't. The tree doesn't need to be thinned out every year. You need to prune for a purpose, for a reason. And just thinning it out is not a reason to prune a tree. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc. More on this when I come back.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. Jackie, one of our friends, sent me some information on this Bayer stump killer that somebody brought up, and it looks pretty nasty. David's going to make a copy of the MSDS sheet, and I'll try to cover it for you before I leave today. Right now, we're going to go to Arkansas and talk to Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just interested in your comment about raw milk.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't catch the part where you said whether or not you drank just straight raw milk or did you pasteurize it? And if you do, what pasteurization do you use? I am now a drinker of raw milk, and I was just, all of a sudden you happened to mention the topic, and I thought perfect timing.
Well, I don't drink milk much at all. I drank tons and tons of it when I was a kid, and it was pasteurized stuff because it's, you know, the only thing everybody did back in those days. But I'm a big fan of raw milk. If you're going to drink milk, it should be raw milk. I do eat a lot of cheese. We have cheese at our house all the time, and we only buy – well, not only. We have people give us cheese balls, and sometimes, you know, we'll buy cheeses that are very difficult to get in raw form. But 90% of the cheese that we buy and eat is raw. There's apparently something going on at the state, maybe even federal level. I don't know. I just got a note about it, and I threw it out on the air at the beginning of the show that there's something going on, and if anybody knows about it, let me know. But apparently there's some push by somebody somewhere to make it illegal to be able to purchase raw milk. And if it if they do that, they'll probably make it illegal to purchase raw cheese as well, you know. So we'll try to find out more about it and and cover it on the show as much as we can.
Okay. Do you happen to know if where you can get a purchase and a pasteurizer? Now, I did it on the stove with the bowl. I raised it up, got the water up, and got an internal thermometer and got it up to 145 degrees for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so that's what my old when back in the day when I went to the 4-H meetings and stuff, that's
right,
what they
gave
us. And I just assumed that's probably still adequate.
It probably is. You know more about it than I do. I've never done it myself. I just buy the raw or pasteurized stuff. And my only point is I recommend raw milk and raw cheese as much as you possibly can be able to buy it. And hopefully the government's not going to shut us down from being able to do that.
Well, so raw milk, pasteurized or unpasteurized, I'm assuming for myself, I know it tastes much better.
Well, if it's pasteurized, it's not raw milk or raw cheese.
Okay, that's what I wanted to differentiate.
Right.
Enjoy it while we can, huh?
Right. Thank you for calling,
Thank
Cynthia.
You so
I
much.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it has a better flavor, and cheese can stop you up. I mean, make you irregular. A lot of you probably know that. Raw cheese doesn't do that. It's better all the way around. Yeah, David just made a print for me here. This Bayer stump killer that one of the callers called about, it's a nasty deal. It's glyphosate primarily, which is the active ingredient in Roundup. And then it also has ethoxylated hydrogenated tallow alkamines, whatever that is, aquatic chronic 2 is how it's listed, harmful to aquatic life with long-lasting effects, is right on their own safety and data sheet. MSDS sheet. Anytime you're thinking about a product, it's law that they have to provide these MSDS sheets, and you can get them right online. Pull it up, and it'll tell you what the active ingredients are, and usually it'll tell what the inactives are as well. But this one doesn't make any bones about it. It's a toxic chemical product, Bayer tree and stump killer. The one that I've used and that I would recommend, because I don't have anything against it, even though if you used drilling holes and putting molasses or sugar, it would be even better probably. But if you use saltpeter, it is potassium nitrate. And I've seen something kind of interesting on my tree. I cut down a great big flowering peach because it was conflicting with I'd overplanted. It was conflicting with my loquat leaf oak. And I wanted the wood to do wood sculpture, and so I cut it down, and I left the stump about 4 inches high, drilled holes in it, and put the commercial saltpeter product, which is called, it's either a Fertilade product or I can't remember, it's a chemical company, not Fertilade, but Fertilome, and maybe more than one brand, but it'll say on the active ingredients that it's potassium nitrate. Well, I put the potassium nitrate in the holes, drilled half-inch holes, put it in there, covered it with mulch, uncovered it a few times, or it got washed off, and I put more in. It hasn't started. It's been now almost a year, and it hadn't started rotting the outside of the stump. But the stump is deader than a doornail. It never even tried to make a shoot and try to grow again. and there's conchs coming out at the ground level. So there's rot going on internally, and it's working. But it doesn't just work as fast as a lot of people think, that it just turns the cellulose into mush and it just all craters in and goes away. It will kill it, but it takes a little longer than has been advertised. Here is Chuck in Garland, and then I will get back to finishing up on a few things. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, man. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I got a question for you. Last week, you were talking about spraying 10 or 20% hydrogen peroxide around the yard to control the weeds. Well, I found some of that stuff online, but they want $75 for a gallon.
You're getting mixed up here. Hydrogen peroxide is not for weeds. It can be used for weeds in water. It can be used as an aquatic weed control at 10%. And, yeah, if you buy it at 35% or 28%, you know, those concentrated ones at a swimming pool place, it shouldn't be as much as you're talking about, but it will be more. But that's not the way to go to kill the weeds in the yard. The way to go there is with vinegar. 20% vinegar.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah, then. And it's a lot less expensive than the hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is a great product, and it has uses, and I talk about it a lot, but you want to go with the vinegar to kill the winter weeds.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I got all mixed up somehow. Okay, good answer. I'll hit the pool place and see what they got.
Yeah, you can use it for weeds in the edge of ponds and things like that, but if it's just the turf, just use vinegar because it costs less money.
Yeah, I've got that darn Dallas grass and the little chickweed and some stuff I wouldn't mind getting rid of, so it's worth a try.
Yeah, use the 20% vinegar, and I think you'll get good results.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, the whole thing is time to do it. If you want to spray those of you in the south here with the summer grasses, Bermuda, St. Augustine, and Zoysia, you want to spray those weeds. Those winter weeds are getting going now that are so strong in the late winter and early spring that I get asked about so much at that time of the year. Right now is the time to spray the entire lawn with the vinegar spray, 20% vinegar, or you can use 10% and do my formula, which is under guides on dirtdoctor.com. It's 10% vinegar, and into that 10% vinegar, you put an ounce of orange oil and just a little bit of soap, and it'll kill weeds just about as well as the 20% stuff. The advantage of the 20% vinegar that's on the market is that it is labeled and legal to sell and use as an organic herbicide at 20%, and it'll burn and kill things extremely well. It's just that my 10% formula works almost as well and will save you a little bit of vinegar. We might have time for one more call if you want to try to jump on here, but if not, I'll have plenty to do. But if you want to jump on, it's 866-444-3478. Achieve Vitality. I've had some people ask me about stem cell therapy. They know that I had it done and it cured my knee, my torn meniscus in my knee. And the company that did it, it's the company I recommend. And the company I recommend you talk to if you want to see if they would advise you to give it a try for your shoulder or your hip or your knee or your ankle or something just in your general health that's out of whack. Sometimes the stem cell therapy, especially the way this stem cell therapy business is done, it can cure a lot of things. It's not 100% perfect all the time. It works better for some people than others. But it's pretty remarkable stuff that I recommend you look into if you think you need some help. The way to contact them for a free visit is 800-341-2650, 800-341-2650, or go to the website, which is achievevitality.net. The stem cells they use are from healthy babies' umbilical cords, not from stuff they've pulled out of your fat body, the fat in your body, not that you're fat, and, you know, turned it into a milkshake and tried to grow stem cells. These are young, healthy stem cells that can be identified and can be counted. Much, much better way to go. It works so good for me. It's pretty amazing. We haven't done any in Howard's Garden Day. It gives me a chance to do that. Kelly, hang on 1 minute. I'll start this. I may not be able to finish, and I'll be right with you. We have a little bunny coming in to visit in the front yard, a little rabbit. And I planted a bunch of pansies, and the pansies have just started disappearing, you know, all the way down. It's a smart little bunny, though. He or she doesn't eat all the foliage, leaves enough foliage so it'll grow again. And it starts growing again and flowering again, and apparently the flowers and the new growth is what this little rabbit likes. I'm going to run him off. I need to let the pansies, and I'll probably plant some more to start growing and looking decent out there. And what probably works the best for you in that situation, if you have the same situation, is blood meal. And the blood meal will give you a little organic fertilization of the pansy bed and the flowers where the rabbit is dining. And I think my little bunny has probably had enough of my pansies, and I'm going to probably try to get him to go on to the neighbors now. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Kelly, I'll be with you when I come back, so stick right there. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Make frozen faucets a thing of the past with the Freeze Miser. Simple to install, the patented Freeze Miser activates only when the water temperature reaches 37 degrees and conserves by releasing only the minimal amount needed, even in the most extreme freezing conditions. Perfect for houses, RV hookups, water well pumps, outdoor hoses, water troughs, and much more. Ask for the Freeze Miser by name at your local farm or hardware store, or go to freezemiser.com for more information. Freeze Miser, the answer to outdoor faucet freeze protection.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Yes, the caller earlier in the show that called about using the Bayer tree stump killer, it's not a good product to use. It's a toxic chemical, glyphosate, and some other things, and so what I suggested when we were talking of doing the detox program to that area is definitely in order. The detox program is on the website, dirtdoctor.com. It's under guides in all capital letters on the homepage. I'm pretty sure it is. And it's also in the library. You can just do a search, and it'll come right up for you. And that goes for any kind of contamination that you may have had. If you bought a new house and you don't know what the previous owners used, or if you know it's contaminated, no matter what the contamination is, my detox program will help you out. Here's Kelly in Mountain Home, Arkansas, always, almost every Sunday, checking in from Mountain Home. Not Kelly, but somebody from that area. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Thank you. My question, I was wondering if ashes from my fireplace were beneficial and for anything, what I could use them for?
Yes, but there's a caveat to that yes. What fireplace ashes are, as you I'm sure know, are they're wood, they're logs with the carbon burned away. And so they're basically a concentration of mineral salts. Now, the people that tell you just flat across the board that it's like a lie and don't ever use it, it'll ruin the soil and all that, are really not exactly right. If you used it just straight on the, you know, right out of the fireplace on the same place over and over again, you'd build those mineral salts into a problem situation. You know, it'd be too much of a concentration of those certain salts there. On the other hand, if you mix the fireplace ashes with your compost, so you're replacing the carbon that's been burned off, burned away. You see what I mean? You've recreated something that's beneficial. Now, there in Mountain Home, I'm not that familiar with your soil. If you have a soil that's on the low pH side, in other words, kind of acid, in other words, it has a nice blend of nutrients and doesn't have real high levels of calcium and potassium and other kinds of salts like we have here in Dallas, you can use the fireplace ashes directly on your gardens, landscape or food crops, as long as you don't do too much. If you just do light dusting and work it in, it can be very beneficial, function as a fertilizer. It's just that if you do too much, it's like putting out too much. It would be like putting out too much synthetic salt fertilizer. Same kind of thing.
Okay.
So my best recommendation is to mix it into the compost pile and use it that way. And if have a great excess of it, you need to, you know, probably put a little bit of it in the trash and not try to use it all, because it can end up being a problem if you use too much.
Okay. Thank you.
I thank you. Call us again. Well, let me finish up on a few things here and just say, to begin with, I've loved being with you as always. We'll do it again next Sunday. If you want information the rest of the week, go to dirtdoctor.com. You'll find connections to all the stuff that can help you there. On dirtdoctor.com, we've got all the organic retail stores that we know about around the country that sell any organic stuff at all. We've got the landscape contractors listed for you. Speaking engagements, click on that, and you can find out how to invite me to speak or do a lecture series or do a consultation on your landscaping, like I was explaining earlier. And you can also join the Organic Club of America. Information is on the homepage. Benefits there will be explained to you, including getting some seed from my and Bob Webster's organic gardens. The Dirt Doctor weekly newsletter is free. You just sign up for it. The live radio show and podcast, we've been down a little bit, had some technical issues. I think it's all up and running again for you. You can go to the app and listen to my show 24/7, the podcast. You can listen to past shows, you know, with your timing, or you can listen to the live radio show streamed right off of dirtdoctor.com while we're doing the show from anywhere in the world. You just go to dirtdoctor.com to get all that radio information. The Toric online course and the art and all my books that are in various subjects, but all of them taking the approach of the natural organic techniques and program that we recommend here on the show, and can help you with more successful gardening and saving water and saving money, limiting air pollution, limiting water pollution, making the soil better. That's what it's all about. It's about changing paradigms. We do the online course because the universities aren't teaching it yet. Hopefully that'll happen. All my books, you know, you can contact right through the website there. And let's see, my Dallas Morning News column, the last one was about the freeze miser and freeze things and hoses and weather-related things. Not sure what the next one will be, but it'll show up on dirtdoctor.com after it appears in the Dallas Morning News. Acceptable and unacceptable products are listed for you right there, a connection to it. And what else? Well, we have stuff on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, so check all that out as well. Again, love being with you and look forward to next week. And in the meantime, if you need some help, just go to dirtdoctor.com. David, thanks for helping, and we'll see everybody next week.